Okay. Topic today, do we keep Shemitah in the wrong year? Are we missing 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, are you going to say yes? Okay. Well, why? How would you know that? Either way, if we're keeping in the right year or the wrong year, you have to know why. Okay, so what year is it now?
5780.
Okay, what we call in Hebrew?
Hey, Tashin Pet.
Okay. What year was Avram Avinu born? Who knows that?
1948.
Yeah, that's beautiful, right? And so how do we know when Shemitah is? Just divide 1948 by 7 or 5780 by 7? No, there's got to be some kind of calculation. So we have in the Gemara, we could go back to our last known Shemitah. The Gemara tells us in Source 1 and Source 2 that the Batei Mikdash were destroyed in Motzei Shavit. In Source 1, Masechet Tanya Daf Bavtet, tells us Kishachara Ben HaMikdash Barishona, Oto Hayom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya, Umotzei Shabbat Haya. So it was Erev Tisha B'Av. We observed Tisha B'Av, but it was Erev Tisha B'Av. And it was a Motzei Shabbos. And Umotzei Shvit Hayata. It was the year after Shemitah. And then, Source 2 tells us also about the second Beis HaMikdash. Wait, how could the second one have also been Motzei Shabbos? How many years did Bayit Sheni stand?
420.
Good. Arba Me'a Ve'asrim. Arba Me'a T'manya Yovle. 420. Well, 50 goes into 420 8 times. So that gives you 400. Arbasre Trei Shvui. 14 is 2 Shemitahs. We need to get to 20. So then you have Pasha Lahu, Shade. Everybody with me on the math here? 420 minus 400 gets you 20. Minus 14 gets you 6. Okay, so does that sound like Motzei Shvit or Erev Shvit? Good, that's the Gemara's question. Havale b'shita b'shavua. So the Gemara says, no. Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. The statement that the Mikdash was destroyed on Motzei Shvit is following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because there's a machloket, how it works in terms of Yovels. We know that you have Shemitah every 7 years. 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49. Okay, we also know we have Yovel the 50th year. These are the psukim. The question is, what happens the 50th year? Is the 50th year its own standalone year, and then therefore 50, and then you start the count the next year, so 51 all the way to 57. Or is the 50th year both a Yovel celebration and year one of the next Shemitah and Yovel cycle? So Rabbi Yehuda says it counts for both. Shnat Chamishim Ole Lechan Ulechan. It's 50th year of the previous cycle and year one of the next cycle. So now, how many Yovels did we say there were in 420? 8. Aiti t'manya mitmanya yovle. Take those 8 days. We had eight years. We had 6 years left. 8 and 6 makes
14.
Ah, look at that. Ishtachach de v'motzei shvit charuv. Works out that it was destroyed motzei shvita. So therefore, we know that the year the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was the year after shvita. So we can know that that date, whatever it was the year before the Mikdash was destroyed, is our last known Shemitah day. So it'll make our calculation easier.
It's
we have to figure out what?
It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda.
The statement that it was B'motzei Shvit can only work according to Rabbi Yehuda. But that was the last known Shemitah date, was the year before the Mikdash was destroyed. Okay, meaning the statement only works if we follow Rabbi Yehuda's Shita.
And therefore we do.
And therefore it was. Meaning you don't have to hold that whole Agadata if you don't hold Rabbi Yehuda, but it doesn't change the fact that it was Shemitah.
If we know Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, we know the other Shita as well.
Yeah. Okay. So now we have to figure out what year that was. Yes.
To begin with, do we know for a fact that Shemitah necessarily has to be something like that there's a time clock in the world that is always follows the 777, and it can't be just like from whenever we start living in Israel Then that's the first year, and then 7 years.
Good. We're going to come to a shita that says that. But either way, from when that starts, we're still going. Meaning, from when we're living in Israel was at some point. We have to calculate back to then. So we know, whenever it started, okay, it might not have started, you know, Adam was created and then 7 years later with Shemitah. No. It could have started once you got to Eretz Yisrael. But once we're in Eretz Yisrael, we had a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We had another Beis HaMikdash. And we know that the last year the Beis HaMikdash stood was the Shemitah year.
Yeah, but then we stopped living in Israel.
No, so you don't stop the Shemitah count.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it only started once we got to Israel. It only started once we got to Israel. But the first time, it kept going. Okay? There's no Shemitah that says Shemitah stops. Okay? There's a Shemitah that Yovel doesn't apply, etc. Shemitah might be Darabanan, Daraita in the meantime, because Rav Am Yisrael is not living in Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting right now what we're considered. How many Jews live in Chutz La'aretz versus Eretz Yisrael right now and today in 2019? That's a whole discussion for another time. But Shemitahs keep going. Okay? So what year was that? So for that, we have to go back to Sefer Bereishit. So I gave you on the second page of your pamphlet a handy little chart that we'll be referencing a few times. But in Parsha Bereishit, we have a count of years from different people. For example, Adam was 130 years old when he had Shet, that's Perek Hei Pasuk Gimel. And how old was Shet when he had Enosh? He was 105. And Enosh was 90 when he had Canaan, and so on and so forth. If you add all those up until you get Perek Hei Pasuk Lamed Bet, Noach was 500 years old when he had Shem, Ham, and Yafet. That gets you a grand total of 1,556. Okay? Same thing you could do in Bereishit Perek Yud Aleph when you go from Noach to Avraham. So Shem was 100 years old when he had Arpachshad. Arpachshad was 35 years old when he had Shelach. Shelach was 30 years old when he had an Aver, and so on and so forth, until you get Terach HaShivim Shana, when he had Avram, Nachor, and Haran. That gets you to 390. 390 in 1556 makes 1946.
We assume Avram was first there?
No, we assume Haran was first there.
So then there were triplets?
Nope. So similarly, look at the last one of Noach. We said Noach had Shem, Ham, and Yafet. So we know Yafet is Gadol Micham Shana, and Cham is Gadol Mishem Shana, so therefore it's not 1946, but 1948. We're not getting to... So Avram was born in 1948. Okay, that's the count to get to 1948. So what happens next is a little bit more complicated, because what do we know Avram was told in Parshas Lech Lecha, Source 3? Vayomer l'Avram, yadoa teidak higar yezaracha v'eretz lo lahem v'avadum v'inu otam. So Hashem says to Avram, your offspring are going to be slaves. For how long? Arba me'ot shana, 400 years. And then if we skip to Sefer Shemot, after Am Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, Shemot Perek Yedbet Pasuk Mem says, Moshe b'nei Yisrael asher yashvu b'mitzrayim, 30 shana v'arba me'ot shana. 430 years. Okay? And in a minute we're going to see the discussion. Wait, they weren't enslaved that whole time. It was 210 years. But 400 years, he was told it was going to happen. 430 years, it says it did happen. How do we explain that? I'm not the first person to ask this question. Because we know in Masechet Megillah there's a famous story that Talmi HaMelech gathered 70 Talmidei Chachamim. And he put each of them in a separate room. Like any good Law and Order episode, you want to make sure their story is straight. You separate them so that they can't coordinate. And he said to them, translate the Torah for me. And what was the nace? That they all translated the Torah the exact same way, even though they made a few changes. And the Gemara Megillah lists a whole bunch of changes that they made. Like one of the changes made was the Talmi HaMelech's wife was named was Arnevet. And Arnevet's not kosher, and they didn't want to insult him, so they all changed that word. So there's a whole bunch of examples in the Gemara there. So one of the examples, Source 5, tells us that what happened in Katfulo, Umosha b'nei Yisrael, or Sher Yashrum of Mitzrayim, when it says, instead of Shemot Yudbet Mem, as we have it, They wrote Yashvu Mitzrayim u'bishar ha'aretzot. So it was a Mitzrayim and other lands. That way we can count the time before they got to Mitzrayim. And how long did they say? Arba Me'ot Shana. 400 years. Why would they do 400 years? Because we can explain 400 years. You can read the text carefully, and I can show you 400 years. To explain 430 years, we need some creative math. Okay, we need to say it was the Nevuah 30 years before he was born, etc. So, this we're going to be following the count of the Sefer called Seder Olam. Okay, this is how we have that we know it's the year 5780. Okay, went through the Psukim, explains each one, each of the dates, sort of like what I did in that chart, but he has more exact all the dates. It's a Sefer, it's available in Hebrew books, I found it, so you can look, have it in the library. But this is the count, that's how we get to that the year is 1948 and how we get to the later years. Okay, so now the Pasuk in Bereshit Chaf Aleph tells us that Hashem tells Avraham, when Avram's afraid to send away Yishmael, don't worry. Yitzchak is your Zerah. Now what does that matter? So we're Doresh, when Hashem said your Zaracha will be slaves for 400 years, it's referring to Yitzchak. Somehow from Yitzchak's birth. Okay? So all that is from when Yitzchak's born, we can get to 400 years. Coincidentally, B. Yitzchak Begumatria, 210. Okay. So, there's a very well-known Rashi who explains the history of the world in Source 7. Rashi in Masechet Avodah Zarah says the following. Tzei v'chashov shnot dor vador shechai kol echad kolim shenolad b'no. Shanim Shachar Echein Atanotein Leben. Timtza Me'adam Achenolah Noach Tav Tav Reish Nevav Shanim should be 1056. I added the 500 there in my count, but you'll see. V'Noach Chai Tav Kuf Bet Shanim Kolim Shenolad Shem Dechtiv Ayin Noach Ben Chamesh Mot Shana Shenolad B'Noah Rishon Hayah Ben Tav Kuf Shanim, and therefore 1556. V'Yavenu Gadol Micham Shana V'Cham Gadol Mishem Shana Harei Tav Kuf Bet. The Noach Hashanolat Shem, Kedachtiv, Shem Ben Me'at Shanavi, Olid Arpachshad, etc., etc. I'm going to skip ahead because we did this outside in the chart. Fine. Umi Nachor Leterach Chavtet, Harei Tavtav Ayin Chet, Umi Terach LaAvram, Ayin Harei Tavtav Kavmim Chet, Al Elef. So we're at 1948, and that's where we left off on the chart. Now let's continue in Rashi. Me Avram Ad Yitzchok. How old was Avram when he had Yitzchak? You should know from Parshat Shavuot 2 weeks ago. Avram was 100. Good. Parak HaFalaf was like, hey, Avram ben Me'at Shana b'Yivelo et Yitzchak b'no. Great. Then, how old was Yitzchak at the time that... okay, 1 second. Rashi does another count first. Umi Yitzchak ad Matan Torah Tav Shanim. 400 years from Yitzchak until the Torah was given. How? Ketzad. Shishim ad shenolad Yaakov. How old was Yitzchak at the time Yaakov was born? 60. Also, Bereshit Chafei Chavav. Chrechen Yatzah Echav Yado Chesed Ba'akev Esav. Ekra Shmo Yaakov. Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Veled Enotam. These are straight psukim. He was 60 years old when his sons Yaakov and Esav were born. Okay? So now we're at 1948. Plus 100, 1958, plus 60, 2018. Okay, let's keep going. Uberitatol Mitzrayim Ktiv Yemei Shanaim Ugarei Shloshim Umeat Shana. And we know that when he finally comes to meet Paro, after Yosef disappears, and Yosef brings him down to Mitzrayim, so in Vayechi, so Vayomer Yaakov el Paro, Yemei Shnei Megurai Shloshim Umeat Shana. I am 130 years old. So 60 from until Yaakov was born, and he was 130 when he got down to Mitzrayim. Hare Kof Tzadi Mishinolad Yitzchok. 190. Throw in the 210 that they were Mitzrayim. Mishinolad Yisrael Hayub Mitzrayim Reish Dalet Vav. Why does it say Reish Dalet Vav rather than Reish Yud? Because we also have a pasuk that says, Hinei Shemati Kiye Shever Mitzrayim Ridu Shama. Yaakov sends his sons down to Mitzrayim with the word Ridu, which is Gematria 210. It's a good way to remember it. So, that gets you to 440. That gets you to 400. And if you combine all that with the 100 years that Avram was, when Yitzchak was born, that's 500. 1948 and 500 makes 2448. Okay? We're doing well now. What comes next? Rashi, Bava Batra, Dav Gimel. So now it's not only connected to the Parsha of Shavua, but also to the Masechet you're learning. How many of you saw this Rashi and Dav Gimel? Rashi says, Bayit Rishon Amad Dal Meot Ve'eser, Bayit Sheni Dal Meot Ve'esrim. Okay, you add the 410 and the 420 that the Bayit stood. Well, what happens in the middle there? We know between Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni was how long?
70
years. Good. And what happened from Yitzhak Mitzrayim until Bayit Rishon? How long elapsed? So for that, we have a pasuk in Malachim. Malachim Aleph, Perek Vav, pasuk Aleph. Vayhi b'shmonim shana v'arve amot shana latzeit b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yitzrayim b'shana ha-revi'i chodesh ha-zohu ha-chodesh ha-sheni le'melech Shlomo al Yisrael v'yiven ha-bayit la-shem. The first Beis HaMikdash was built 480 years after Am Yisrael left Yitzrayim.
Did it not take him 13 years to build, though? He started right away.
Meaning, I think it's considering it built.
But like, Perek Vav is, like, they have the Hashkemah Mikdash later in Perek Vav.
You're saying the party, the Chanukah Abayah?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the count, so we're 2448, with 480, with 410, with 70, with 420. So 2448 and 1380 makes 3828. That was the year the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was 3828. Now, we said it was destroyed the year after Shemitah. So what year does that make the last known pre-Churban Shemitah? 3828 minus 1? 3827. Everyone's with me so far? Okay, good. Now, what if you were to add 7? 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. Okay, 279 times. There's no significance to the number of 279 times, other than that's the number of times you got to do it to get to the year we're in right now. And it adds up to 5,780.
Hold on, should we just this year or next year?
Well, neither.
It's in 2 years. Am Yisrael is going to be observing Shemitah in 2 years. It observed it last in 5775, and it's going to be doing it again in 5782. But I just showed you that the math leads us to 5780. Hence the title of this year, what happened to the other 2 years? How did we lose 2 years? Why isn't this year Shemitah? Okay, that's the question. So, there's no solution that solves 2 years at once. But there are a bunch of solutions that combine, and we can get you...
There's a bunch of them?
We'll see. We'll see a few different approaches.
So you get two multiple.
You're going to see there might be four different years that can be Shemitah. Okay. But we're going to see why Klal Yisrael settled on a certain one. That makes sense, and hopefully that'll satisfy you.
I can't really go with it. I thought that maybe I did the math wrong.
Okay. So, Tosfot, remember that Rashi in Source 7? So this is the Tosfot on the same spot commenting on that Rashi. So Tosfot tells us, Mitoch Perush Rashi, Mashma, Sherotza the Farish, the Motze Shvit Haya, Kishachar Babayir Eshnia. Kolomar Shana, Shemet Chilat Shmita Lachzor, Babayir Chareb. The year was Shmita, and then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shnat Tavchof, 420 years, the Minyan Avraham, when it was built. ולפי שכבר יצא אברון ושנה, אין התנא מונה שני החורבן מונה אותה, אלא מתחיל משנה שלאחריה, שהיא שנייה של שמיטה. He doesn't count that year, he waits till the next one. לפיכך יש לו סיב שנה אחת על מניין שנות התנא. Very simply, the year that it was destroyed, the year had already begun. So he counted the next year. So really, you have to add one. In other words, Rashi says, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 420 years after it was built. And Tosfos said, no. It stood for a full 420 years and was really destroyed in the 421st year.
Sorry, are we in year 5781?
So now we're up to 5781. As in, we're okay with it not being Shemitah in 5780, but we would expect it to be Shemitah in 5781 rather than in 5782. But we've only solved 1 year. No, our year is still 5780.
No, hold on. What about the
but the question is when the Shemitah is. Okay, what?
What about the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash? Maybe it's the same thing, meaning like it was destroyed, and like it only set up for 410 full years. Is that, or we don't go there again?
Wait, we don't go there again? You're saying that would solve both of them?
Yeah. I didn't understand that answer. Why it solves 1 year?
Meaning, when Rashi's count says, well, it was destroyed in the year 3828. It was destroyed in the year 3828, which would make the last Shemitah 3827. Tosfot says, no, it wasn't destroyed in 3828, it was destroyed in 3829, which would make the last Shemitah 3828. If you add sevens to the 3828, at least takes you to 5781. Now we're 1 year off. Okay? Now again, there's no chiddush here other than my presentation of it. Okay? In person, you know, you can give it to our Torah, just say what Rashi says and how you tell it over, that's your chiddush. There's no chiddush here today. It's just my presentation of it. Okay? All of this, you can find in all the sources. For example, source 10, Torah Choshen Mishpat, Hilchot Avah. Why does this come out of Hilchot Avah? Because you have to know how to date shtaros, right? So, ובחשבון שנת שביעית, איקה פלוקתו לרי הייתה בשנת פחת, ולרשי בשנת פתת, והוא איקר. So the Torah is telling us, when you count Shemitah, Rashi says there was a Shemitah in 5089. I mean, it's not giving you the dates of the Mikdash ones, but in Rashi's time, there was a Shemitah in 5089, 692 years ago or something like that. Okay?
Give or take.
Give or take, a year, fine. And according to Reed, there was a Shemitah in 5088. Okay, so 5089 works for us to get you to the right date of Shemitah. Meaning, if he's not saying what the Shita is, but he's saying Rashi looked outside, found out when there was a Shemitah. There was a Shemitah in 5089. If you add sevens to that, it takes you to 5782. That works out.
So Rashi's own Shita doesn't work.
Good. We're going to deal with that in a minute. Fine. So the Bach, source 11, tells us, this is also in the Rosh and Avodah Zarah, meaning it's not just Tosfos, Elinyan Halacha, Hiskim V'Achronim, Lidat HaRambam, ולפי דעתו הייתה שמיטה ה' שין נון ה', ועכשיו הייתה שמיטה בשנת שין צדי, והיה בתשובת הרל חביב. So we're going to get to the תשובת הרל חביב, who's the one who makes sense of this all. Source 14, we're going to get to that. But the Bach says, the Acharonim side with the Rambam, who says there was a Shemitah in 53-55, hey, Shin Nun Hey. And we just observed the Shemitah in Hey, Shin Sadi. So that works, again, with 5782. Darche Moshe, the Rambam, in his commentary on the Torah, tells us, is it getting too hot for you?
It's getting hot.
You can shut it off at that point.
It's getting great. No, it's getting hot.
Should we open the window? Okay. So the Darche Moshe says,
you're hot.
Divrei Beit Yosef Bazeh Stum Mod. I don't understand this Beit Yosef here. Ki lo hevi da'at Rambam. Beis Yosef here cited, you know, the Ri and Rashi, and goes through the Shitas. He doesn't do Rambam. The Katav Shehiskim Divrei Ri L'Dat HaRambam. The Ri and the Rambam agree. ואם כן, משמע מדברו, ששני הסירלו, ששנת פחד הייתה שמיטה, ואם כן, כל החשבון הוא טעות, ואם כן, שמיטה הייתה שנת ריש סמך גימל וריש עייף. So the Rambam is saying, if you follow the Rambam Shita, and you say the Ri agrees with the Rambam, they would think that 5088 would be Shmita, and therefore our count is wrong, because we just observed 5263 and 5270 as Shmita. And that's wrong, because the real Shmita was 5264 and 5271, a year off. So the Ramah and all these poskim are dealing with this year. It's not making sense. It's not adding up. What did the Rambam actually write? So the Rambam in Source 13 tells us the following. Rambam Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel Perek Yud Halacha Bet Emetai Hinchilu Limnot. When did they start counting? And I thought this is what you were alluding to, Morty, that they only started counting when they got to Eretz Yisrael. Me'achar Arba Esri Shana Mishnah. In fact, it wasn't even immediate. Arba Esri Shana Mishnah Nichlesu La'aretz Shenamar Sheish Shanim Tisrat Satcha V'Sheish Shanim Tizmor Karmacha Sheh Kol Echad Makir Ratzo. ושבע שנים עשו בכיבוש הארץ, ושבע שנים בחילוק, נמצא אומר בשנת 3,500 ליצירה מראש השנה, מאחר מול עד הראשון שהיא שנת שנייה ליצירה, התחילו למנות, ועשו שנת 10,500 ליצירה, שהיא שנה אחת, 20, ושנכנסו לארץ שמיטה, ומנו שבע שמיטה בקיצור שנת ה-50, שהיא שנת 4,60 משנכנסו לארץ. So the Rambam says they only began counting for the Yovel after 14 years in Eretz Yisrael. So they started counting in 2503, since the Rosh Hashanah after Adam was born. And so they made 510 from creation. It was their 21st year in Eretz Yisrael into Shemitah. They counted 7 Shemitah. They did a Yovel, which was really their 64th year in Eretz Yisrael. But since then, we've been doing Shemitah. So that was what I was alluding to before. Yes?
Is it possible that over the years,
I hope not. Okay. So let's see how we get the second year here. So the Maharal Bach. Who is the Maharal Bach? Maharal Bach is Rabbi Levi Ibn Chaviv, who lived 1483 to 1545. And he was born in a country called Spain. Does anybody know something that happened around that time in Spain?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. It wasn't such a great time for the Jews there. So he was forced to flee his family. I mean, he was a kid in 1492, but his family was forced to flee, and they went to Portugal, and he underwent a forced baptism. And eventually they managed to escape. But he always regretted his forced baptism, and he decided as a way of Tikkun, he's going to move to Eretz Yisrael, move to Yerushalayim. And he was the Rav in Yerushalayim. And in Tzfat, there was this Rav named Rav Beirav. His Talmud was somebody named it was from Cairo. Okay? And at the time, they were trying to reestablish a Sanhedrin. So the Maharal Bach was the Rav in Yerushalayim, and they wanted him to sign on. And he said, no, because you're in Tzfat. Come to Yerushalayim. Doing in Tzfat. He took Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim very seriously. And therefore the whole thing fell apart.
I thought it was because
there's other reasons. Couldn't agree. Okay? He was one of those who was fighting against it. So this is the Maharal Bach. So we're going to read about somebody who's a true Ohev Eretz Yisrael, Ohev Eretz Yisrael, Ohev Yerushalayim, what he has to say about Shemitah. Source 14. So the Maharal Bach says the following. We don't do Shmita in Golos. Achelas in the Rov Amratinu, Gine Shmat Shmita Karkot, Ineo Noheget Kim Ba'aretz, Umri Darbanon, or Shmita Ktak Safim, Av Kinit Chayv Nubav Gam Ba'aretz, Lazomi, the Rabbanon, Kfarne, Nagumim, Komon Mashotino, the Gabot Shtarachov, Shavra Lav Shvit, Enchum Mina Kedin, Karoi Mitzad Yiboy Shtaro. You know, really, we should do, even if we weren't doing Shmita, there should be Shmita Ksafim. As in, your loans should end after 7 years unless you do a pros war. But in Chutz La'aretz, he says, Arvat Edinim, collect on shtaros, you know, if somebody made a loan, even without that. He says, you know, Lavanatin or Rabban, that's what we do. Malan Ladine Shemitah, we don't know it. It is of a karnua ki sima tsuma levilti ayod the ish meanche beit varach hachamim yediag mura brura pshuta beprat shmita. None of the tamnei hachamim around know the laws of shmita. He was referring to Chutz Laaretz. But davar zeh inei b'chol amon, he did serve as a rabbi in Chutz Laaretz before he got there to Israel. So he says inei b'chol amon shar hametzah ki lehedar chiyavon zvaninu zechad mehena lo nigmara. It's never done. The Nelma Me'ene Ine Kol Chai. No one knows these mitzvos. Mifneim Nistraf Ein Shomayaf Ein Mashmia. There's no one to teach into them. Af Mevin Af Ein Mevin Perish Kolotein Tamen. No one understands its law, its rules. Kol Shekein Pratotein V'Tiktokein. Certainly not its details. V'Achar Asher Here Hashem Et Ruach Tzad Chachach Meidareinu Lech L'Eretz Atzvi. Some of us tried to make Aliyah. So we're forced. All of a sudden, people are moving there to Israel. We got to learn the laws of Shemitah. So they went there to Israel, and they come back, and they're like, you know, we went there to Israel, and they weren't sure when Shemitah was. There was a machloket. What do we do? Yaakov ibn Chaviv. Yaakov ibn Chaviv was known as the Ein Yaakov, Perish on Shas, you may have heard of. So he says, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to solve a machloket ben go'one olo lo maloim rashi v'rizal l'achri b'neim eni kedai? How can I decide who's right? Mezkel l'shmosat svaratam lavin divrayim. I don't know it. And this is before I found out that there's actually a third shita and a fourth shita, except along came a group of rabbis, and they, you know, they made me, and they said, you got to figure this out. So what did I do? Good place to start. Start with the Rambam. I thought, great, I'll find peace. You know, if he paskins like Rashi or me, I'll follow him. If you follow the Rambam Shita, really Shmita was 5779 or possibly 5780. So then we have four potential years that could be the right one for Shmita.
The good news is it's limited to 7 years maximum.
Yes. Good. So he says that's not such good news. He discusses that right now. First of all, how do we lose this? How did the Dalad Deo Begone all the Mishnah Shmita? How did we have four Shitot? We vadze Roy Lakol Adam Kedei Lasig Yediyameh. First of all, we want to know the truth, and second of all, we have a problem. We finally found some people willing to make aliyah. If somebody goes, I was going to make aliyah, but now there's, I have to keep Shemitah for 4 years, it's not practical. He's not wrong. Wait, he says, wait a minute. We know Hashem promises you'll have food in Shemitah year, and the year before, and the year after, okay, 3 years. Is Hashem promising from keeping one Shemitah that He's going to give you enough food for 5 years, 6 years?
Just test it out.
See which year works. And that's the right one. Okay, which year is the Siman Bracha? So you're going to have to work possibly in the Shemitah year while you're doing your test. It's a problem. So, here is his solution.
Was it 1 year that everyone agreed that wasn't the Shemitah?
3.
Right, but, I mean, like, maybe everyone could be.
3 years everyone agrees, and 4 years could be.
So why did they do those 3 years?
Just work 3 years, and 4 years will let the land ripe flower. Fallow.
Right. And then, you know, if it's rougher, then okay.
Everyone dies back then.
Everyone dies. Yeah, you couldn't just get food from, you know, turkey. It was like, that was it. You grow your food and you eat it. You don't have food, you die. Okay, so.
In that case, you could have worked on Shemitah anyway.
Well, you're saying Pekuaf Nefesh. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Right. So, and they didn't consider Heter Mechira, so they just did Shemitah. So here is his solution. He said, you need the following two akdamos. There's actually five akdamos. I don't think you need five akdamos for me to explain it to you. Two akdamos. One, akdama rishon. There is a machloket when the world was created. Which month was the world created?
Either Nisan or Tishrei.
The month before Nisan and month before Tishrei.
Good. Month before Nisan, month before Tishrei. So, was it Nisan or Tishrei? So we have a machloket, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. So, okay. So, if the world was made in Nisan, according to Rabbi Yeshua, or if the world was made in Tishrei, according to Rabbi Elazar. So, according to Rabbi Elazar, Adam was made in Rosh Hashanah, which means that the first day of creation was Chaf Hei Elul. According to Rabbi Yoshua, it was Chav Zayin Adar. The Gemara doesn't give us a good proof one way or the other. But apparently...
Hold on, what's the Shita of Chav Zayin Adar?
With Hey. That's meaning it was 7, 8, 4.
He says Chav Zayin May Adar, because I think there's a Malin Chaser issue going on there. He writes Chav Zayin Adar. I think there was a Malin Chaser, meaning it's Chav Hey Elul.
Oh,
okay. Right. But he says the Shita is that, so either it was Nisan or Tishrei, and which one do we paskin? So there's no proof in the Gemara other than our tefilos, we paskin Tishrei. Which is why we dive in Rosh Hashanah and we say, Zayom Tchilat Ma'asecha, and also when we blow shofar, we say, Yom Aras Olam, but Zayom Tchilat Ma'asecha, this is the day you made man. By the way, because our calendar works out now that Rosh Hashanah can never fall out on Friday, it never works out on the day it was. Okay. Fine. So, Zayom Tchilat Ma'asecha is what we say on Rosh Hashanah, and in fact, this is what the Gemara actually tells us. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Kiman Matzli Na'ina Zayom Tchilat Ma'asecha Kiman Kerabu Eliezer. We are saying Zayom Tchilat Ma'asecha following Shita Rabbi Elazar. That's Akdama Rishon. This first Akdama is, you have to know there's a Machloket if the world was created in Tishrei and Nisan. Second Akdama you have to know is that there's a Machloket what the Molad is, what it's based on. Molad Minak Gezem Masrulo Vodienu Sheregan Molad Tishrei Ha'echa Chayaba Olam Abba La'achar Shisha Chodashim in Nisan, meaning even if you want to say it started in Nisan, so the molad could have been 6 months. Hamar chav etchilat shah gimel miyom shishi shemishesh yimei bereishit. V'dat omer ki b'tishrei nivra olam kolomar shemolad tishrei avu hava vav yadam v'yom rishon shel yitzir l'dat zayah yom chav hei le'alol shel mifanav. So the second thing you have to know, which is what you pointed out already, which is that the machloket of Tishrei and Nisan is really the machloket of Elul and Adar. Meaning, Adam was made in either Tishrei or Nisan, but the world was made in either Elul or Adar. And we have a rule. Join me for 1 second. Source 15, it's one line. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Bet tells us, Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana. One day a year is a year, when we're counting years. So now, combine these two hakdamos. So, v'acharei shekvar be'arti elu hakdamon, hinni bali shtamish ben. Let me use these hakdamot. The kamenativ omerim emeti shebriyat olam hayita b'tishrei. You want to tell me the world was created in Tishrei? Lachein hutzruchu lachshov otam ha'hei yamim ke'elu im shana echad. The 5 days that existed before Aleph Tishrei,
we're already a year.
Okay? This isn't the only solution to this, but this is one of the more commonly given explanations, is that's how we're counting the extra 5 days. I saw it online in the name of a whole bunch of people referring to this, Marlbach. So this is, meaning, this is the right answer, as in, Marlbach's answer is that you count those 5 days, and he says that if it was Nisan, all the more so you have to count the year, because you're counting 6 months and 5 days. Okay, so he says that's how we get to the number, and then he ends. He says, "Val yachshavuni shem adam legeyev and adarvaze sini v'mesh ani kotev davar shenek goni alam." Don't think I'm so proud and running against everybody. Alohim kol poskim acharonim shemakulam near sheshnada shmita that Rashi or Benigetz alohim peizayin peichet v'ani kotev shem peichet upeitet kim levara amar yemini hu rabba maimoni sherezik bimini. I hold on to the Rambam. I combine them. I figured out from all the shitok, I'm not so brazen to be fighting against such God. So that's what he says. So now, when you combine Hakdama 1 and number 2, and we add the extra year, so now we can possibly get to 5782. So let us look at some points from the postgame. I saw this also in the Drisha. The Drisha was a Rav in Poland in the 1500s, a Talmud of the Marashal of the Rambam. And he says, "B'cheshvan shnat shvit, nira pashut, shekol ma shekatvu poskim anal, kol cha lefi zmano, lo katvu mispar lefi ma she'anu monin lebriyat ha'olam, dehainu mishnat molad tohu." What is molad tohu? Cheshvan tohu means counting from the year before Adam was born, meaning the 5 days before Adam was born. "D'chashvin an shana kodem shenivra Adam arishon, v'otan cheshvono nechshavu al panim apiyashanim itodot Adam arishon v'hala v'or v'perish Rashi. Alfi mai da'anu chashvimim molad barad." Barad is a little bit complicated, but it's counting from Adam's birth. It's Rashi Teva, stands for the molad, was bet v'shavua, 5 hours, 204 chalakim. Okay, you know, when you hear those announcements from the molad and shul. So he says, we're counting from that. "Yushana kolim shenolad avarishon, lota minya nechrav abayit, shloshet alefim, betaftav chavtet, v'kol aposkin v'gonim kaya cheshbon gemara v'lo dibru mi cheshbon zeh." So therefore the Drisha has this answer also, the Maralbach said, which is essentially two people, it's because there's two different counts, and therefore that explains the extra year. Well, we know the Maralbach says they went to Eretz Yisrael and they said there was a machloket what year it was. And we know all the poskim have an extra year. So how did it come to be that all of a sudden everyone now agrees on a year? Meaning, let's take a step back first. What we've accomplished now is that 2 years from now, whatever year that is exactly 1950 years since the last known Shemitah. So that means 2 years from now is a Shemitah. That part we've proven. What haven't we proven? What year it is. Okay? Meaning, it's clear that it's going to be Shemitah in 2 years. What year do we call that? How did that happen? So for this, again, had to do some poking around. I saw an answer in the name of Rabbi Saul Reisman. You know that is?
Good.
He's a Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva in Torah Vidas in Brooklyn. He has one of the most popular shirim in America. On Thursday nights in shuls across America, you can watch a live stream of his shir and Rabbi Fran's shir, my friend from Baltimore. So they're Talmidei Chachamim. And he pointed out this Shut Avkat Rochel in source 17. What is the Shut Avkat Rochel? Who wrote that? His name was Rav Yosef Kairo. Okay, he also wrote good. Mishnah, Beis Yosef, all in one. Same amazing person. So the Shut Avkat Rochel has the following. We have a concept of something called Maser Sheni and Maser Ani. You're familiar with that? So we have a Shemitah cycle. The seventh year, the food has to lie, the field has to lie fallow, and all the fruits and vegetables that grow, hefker, kedushat shvit, etc. What happens the other years? So we have 4 years where there's Maaser Sheni and 2 years where there's Maaser Ani. Okay, 1, 2, 4, 5, or 3 and 6.
And it's always true.
So it's always true. Not in Shemitah.
No.
It's happening.
So the Kohanim have to go and get their own food.
Everyone. So, the Shurav Kanocho says the following. Mikomakom, Efshar Lefi Shinagu Liftoto Bechol Shana Besafik Maser Sheni, Safik Maser Eni, says there's some people who seem every year to be giving Maser Sheni and Maser Eni. Okay, how we do it, you know, Poded, on coin, etc. But they're doing both. Why are they doing both? Because they say, we're not sure which year it is. Is it a Maser Sheni year? Is it a Maser Eni year? We don't know.
But that's not like derisive or anything. It's more of like, what would that be called?
Why wouldn't it be Doraita?
We don't do Maser Sheni now.
We're Poded Maser Sheni now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So the people that are not going to use 10% of their money in Yerushalayim?
No, so we're probably much less than that. But I have a coin in my pocket for Maser Sheni right now.
And you're going to go to Yerushalayim and
I'm going to destroy this coin at some point.
Why?
That's what we do. It's okay. It's a topic for another year.
Yeah, but isn't that Balthashka said at some point?
You destroy a small coin, a 10 agoro one. And it's not Balthashka. It's
a little bit of a burn
I'll
it.
Be with a hammer. So,
people do Maser Sheni now?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. There are sometimes when 10 agro is useful. Like, I never thought I would ever actually see it.
All right.
So anyways, the Shirav Kanrocha, the Ryoza Karlo writes, I don't like that minog. We know which year it is. Forty or 50 years ago, we had some kind of discussion, some kind of huge machloket, and we got all the rabbis together and we came to a conclusion. We know what year is the right year for Shemitah. So we also know what the right year is for Maser Sheni and Maser Ani. So what Rav Reisman said was, Mistumbev, they got together and decided which year was the right year for Shemitah, and which year is Maser Sheni and Maser Ani, they probably also decided what year it was. Okay. Two final points, and we'll sum up. Who here has paid attention when they read Ksuba at a wedding? A little bit, okay. It's a little complicated. So when they announce,
the date.
Sheva v'srim yom lechol up v'minyan she'anu monim kan she'anu monim bo. What is this minyan she'anu monim bo? So the Nachla Shiva source 18. Nachla Shiva is a book that has the lashon for all sorts of stars. If you ever need a star, a lot of places just. There's now guides that rabbi handbooks that have them all, but this is one of the early ones that, if you need a prose ball, if you need a marriage contract, if you need a get, if you need a, here's a lesson you could use. And I'll have one. This is with this amount of money, or on a house, on a shtar, all the different languages. So he has the halachas of shtaros, and he says somebody was against this shan or moninbo, the minyan, the regilna, the mimnabe. He says, what is going on? Some say in the Ketubah, don't write Shana Monbo. I think it's just as good as the Minyan, the Ragil, the Minabe. We wrote this count according to the count that we are used to. The count from Briyat Olam that we use in our locale. Otal Minyan shall Briyat Olam Anu Manin Kan. That's what Nachal Shiva says. What are we saying? We all write a Ketubah, sign a Ketubah, read the Ketubah at our Smachot. What are we saying? We know there's a Machloket, what year it might be. If you went back 51 years before the Avkai Rochel wrote that, right? He said it was 40, 50 years ago. You go back 55 years before him, there was a machloket what year it was. Was it, tough bed or tough olive? I don't know what exact year that was. There was a machloket. So you're going to go 1 year, and the Malbach actually writes this in the end of the Tshuva. He says, "Vezeki lachen ikdamdi shebenei mizrach einam somchim b'cheshbanam." They don't rely on this. There was machloket, probably, I don't know if it was Ashkenazi, Sephardi, or different parts of Europe, or whatever it was. There were places that counted one way, and places that counted there were a year off. So how do you ever have a shtar? You're going to go to a guy and be like, hey, he owes me money. And the dayan will look at it and be like, the shtar is next year. So how can we work like that? Very simple. We're not saying it's the year Tav Shin Pei. We're saying it's the year Tav Shin Pei as we count it here. And therefore, all our suvas in your homes. Don't worry, they're all kosher. Okay, because we put those words in. We're not saying she was married and, you know, if somebody got married tonight, what are we up to? Chav Cheshvan? So, am I close?
I'm trying to think. I know that it's like November 18th.
Okay.
Chav Bet.
So, somebody got married tonight. So, it'll say Chav Bet Cheshvan, but we're not saying Chav Bet Cheshvan. Chav Gimel? Tonight, because it's now. Chav Gimel. So, if somebody gets married, Chav Gimel Cheshvan, Tavshin Pei. So the Ketubah doesn't say it's Chav Gimel Tavshin Pei. It says Chav Gimel Tavshin Pei as we count it. Okay, that's number one.
It didn't have anything that expired.
And now it's kosher.
But it wouldn't work otherwise?
Well, what if it's Mimbara, then it's not true. So now we have Sheker. Okay. So it works because we do that. So we're very careful in the language of our Ketubah is that there should be kosher Ketubah. The second thing is, I asked at the beginning, what year did Abraham... was he born? And you said 1948.
It's really 1948.
And I asked, what year is it now? And you said 5780. So if it's 5780, Avram was born 1949.
Is that like when he was born or like when he turned one? You know?
It's a all I'm saying is it's a stira to say that Avram was born in 1948 and now it's 5780. It's either
48.
Well, being that that's a Masorah, one's not, so clearly 1970.
Okay, that could be.
Hold on.
So, let's just end with the message of the Maralbach. Maralbach was saying that if we have to make it so that we can all move to Eretz Yisrael and live here and survive, so we have to know what year to keep Shemitah, and Baruch Hashem, the Chachamim were able to all get together and agree on a date and a year that we should keep Shemitah. And we, after having seen all the math and the solution, can rest assured knowing that in 2 years when we keep Shemitah, that we're keeping it in the right year. We should all be zochah to live here, to move here to Eretz Yisrael, and keep Shemitah, the Tikdom, the Heir of Yemin Amin.
This is your five.